Random Play, a story in several parts by Anthony George.
And this button here, what does this do?
That's Random Play. You press that and it'll play the tracks in no particular order.
Why?
To save you the trouble of choosing.
It's no bother, really.
Quite, it's just that some people like to be surprised.
Well, this button here, you say?
Oh! Decided yet?
Oh, it's difficult.
Mum, you've had that old record player for years.
Your father bought it for me.
And how long's he been dead? There you are, then. We're talking state-of-the-art here.
What does that mean, exactly?
It means it's time you caught up with the 20th century.
Oh, I don't know, John.
We'll take it.
Very good, sir.
No,
it's your birthday. I've got to buy you something.
You haven't. I've told you that before.
I feel obligated. You're a cantankerous old soul, and this is a way of assuaging my guilt.
For what?
Being all you've got left in the world.
What about my records?
We'll replace them. Gradually.
And Engelbert.
Him too, if we must. In the meantime, there are a couple I sorted out while you weren't looking.
They're so small.
That's another advantage of CDs. They're easy to store.
But I've no lack of space.
Trust me, Mother. You're about to enter a new world.
I should never have let him talk me into it. Right. Then, insert disc, and press.
Hello?
No.
Is that you?
Oh.
It's me.
What's happening?
Where are you?
Oh, I must have pressed the wrong button.
No.
Stop.
Please.
No, stop. Oh, that's the one. Well, I wish he'd let me be. He means well, I know, but I was happy with my little dance set. Right, let me try again. Insert disc. Well, I've done that. Now press. Yeah, but what did I have to press? Oh, yes, this one.
Hello? I'm here. Where did you go?
Well, this can't be right. I want music.
It's happening again, isn't it?
Where's the music?
Yes, it's happening again.
Wretched machine. All right. Suitably fortified with a cup of coffee, I shall attempt once again to come to terms with the 20th century. So, now let's see. What have I been doing wrong? I pressed that. Nothing. And then I pressed this.
Hello? I'm here.
Who is that? Oh, John, what have you done?
What do you mean, it won't work?
Exactly that.
It must be you, Mum. It's the new technology, state of the art.
State of the arc, more like. What do you suggest I do?
Persevere.
You sound more like your father every day.
I'm sorry.
He said to me once, the trouble with you, Mary, is that you expect too much. Well, I did, and I do. Still.
Look, I'll come round in the morning, all right? We'll sort something out.
All right.
Good night, Mum.
Good night. half my trouble. Expectation. So much better than the event. Better to journey than to arrive. Now, who said that? I don't know. Oh, well. Back to the new technology. Let's see if we can get some music from this contraption. What shall I press this time? At last.
There will never be another love for you or me.
as though we've been summoned but do not belong.
Like wraiths.
Why is that, do you think?
Very nice, but not me. Whoever that might be. Not really. Oh, Ronnie. Ronnie.
Just say it now, and I'll explain somehow the way I feel about the way we are.
Where do you think it comes from?
The music. Just say it. I don't know.
I want to shout it from the rooftop.
It's always been there, hasn't it?
Yes.
Sort of background to our lives.
Maybe it is our life.
I want more.
Yes.
Much more. Most of all, I want...
What?
I want us to be together.
Hello. I thought... What did I think? Someone there. Oh, no, there's no one. Nothing. Just the music and memories. Oh, well, let's see what else you got me, John boy. Oh, what's this? Hello.
Another time might have been so different. Oh, if only we could do it all again.
Is there anyone there?
What seems to be the problem?
Sugar.
You know I don't take sugar.
People change.
You don't, unfortunately. Now, the problem as I see it...
The problem is the voices.
What voices?
Well, the voices on the record.
It's not a record, it's a CD. And there aren't any voices other than those of the singers. I chose, with great care, knowing how you like singers.
You are wrong.
You've always liked singers. Engelbert and...
There Frick. Are voices. Listen...
That's Lisa Stansfield.
No, wait!
It's still Lisa Stansfield.
Well, it wasn't yesterday.
Look, Mum. They take some getting used to, these things. I appreciate that. And if you have any more trouble, ring me. But not until tonight, okay? In the meantime... There are a few more.
What?
CDs from my collection. Experiment. There may be something there you like.
No, John.
Mustache.
I don't want to.
Thanks for the tea.
Just like your father, always rushing off. Oh, I've never really known what makes you tick. Well, you and me, I shouldn't wonder. Well, all right. I'll sit here and listen. Experiment. Betty Midler. Kate Bush. And if you'd known about Ronnie, I wonder. Oh, not that there was anything to know, really. Just the possibility. Oh, Ricky Lee Jones. Amy Grant. If I told you I'd fallen in love with someone else once, other than your father, would you have believed me? Or the fact that I never did anything about it? Just let it go. A precious thing like that. Let it slip away through my fingers.
Hold on, my heart. Just hold on to that feeling. We both know we've been here before. We both know what can happen.
Are you there?
I've been thinking.
Hold on, my
about
heart.
Us. About how we got here. Looking,
I have this theory. Your shoulder. Promise you won't laugh.
I promise.
I think. We've been mislaid.
What?
Misplaced along the way.
Lost souls, you mean?
Lost thoughts, more likely. Suspended somewhere between the real world and the false.
Yes.
Between what is and what might have been.
'Cause there has never been a time that I wanted something more.
I met him in Barker's of Kensington. I was buying some socks for your dad, and suddenly he was there. From out of nowhere, standing beside me, smiling and saying, I think you dropped these. My gloves. It was quaint, really. Old-fashioned. He offered to buy me tea. They had a restaurant upstairs in those days. I don't know why, but I said yes. I was trembling. It was like an electric current between us. I felt as though I'd been switched on. And that was exactly the phrase. Today's youngsters are right. I was switched on. I glowed for days. Still do sometimes. Of the memory.
And the music
comes from us. Without us, there is nothing. Without it, we are
ghosts.
Maybe.
Is this all there is then? Just this? A place where we neither see nor feel.
I remember I wanted that afternoon to last forever. And I suppose it did in its way, because I've carried it with me ever since. Opening it up with each new day and finding something new, some new expression on his face, some new hint in his eyes. Some possibility that was never there before. Seen, perhaps, but not felt. Felt, but not seen. He took my hand at one point as I reached for a cake. It was one of those little pointed chocolate ones shaped like a volcano. Apt in a way. I was fit to explode. He laid his hand on mine and said, shall we go somewhere? I knew what he meant. I pretended ignorance. He wanted me. I'm very happy here, I said. I ached inside and out. I wanted him to reach across and sweep me up to say,
You have no choice. You are mine and I am yours, and there is nothing to be done about it. Instead, I took that silly little cake. And when I'd eaten it, he asked for the bill. And then we left. The moment shattered. My life in ruins. I watched him disappear into the crowds, thinking if I only had the courage, I would run after him. There was still time. But by the time I did, he was gone. I'd left it just long enough.
I want to see you now, to know that you're here.
You know that I'm here.
It isn't enough. Sometimes you need more, to be able to touch a thing, to know that it's real.
I went home, and it no longer was. And not a day has gone by since without my imagining that other day, up to the point where he said, "Shall we go somewhere?" Only this time I say, "Yes. Yes." And we go on and on and never look back. I wonder.
Comes the day you say, "What more? Please, no more."
What would have happened if I had gone with you? Would my life have been any different? Or would I still be here, a lonely old woman with this wretched machine and the memory of how things might have been?
No more riddles.
I don't know.
No more jests.
I don't suppose I ever will.
No more curses you can't undo.
Except I wish. Sometimes.
No more quests.
Oh, I just wish.
No more feelings. Time to shut the door. Just no more.
There must be a way out.
There isn't.
There has to be.
Running away, let's do it. Free from the ties that bind.
I know you are in there.
What?
I can hear you.
Who is that?
There's always someone.
I don't understand.
Who do you think plays the music?
You said it was us. You said we do.
No. It is we who are played. It seems like a game. As though we were static, doomed to dance forever between what makes the music and what made us.
Hello? Oh, speak to me, please.
Who are you?
I could ask the same of you.
I don't know.
Where are you?
We live between the tracks.
I don't understand.
Between things.
Who's that?
There are two of us.
Apart and yet...
together.
Ronnie!
What?
Is that you?
No.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
No.
Ronnie!
It isn't.
I knew you'd come back.
He hasn't.
I've kept you alive all this time.
He's mine,
dear. In my heart and in my head.
Why are you doing this?
Because that is why we are here.
To live other people's lives, no.
To give them another chance.
I want to live my own.
I'm feeling so confused today.
Ronnie!
Don't answer.
Speak to me.
I must.
Please.
Go away.
I need to know he's there.
She's got, don't you see?
There are no second chances.
Ronnie, can you hear me? I was wrong, I know that now.
You must let me.
There's nothing left to say, except perhaps goodbye. We're leaving.
We can't. You know that. We're stuck.
No one's ever stuck. Not really.
What?
There's always the music.
I don't understand.
The music's going to take us away.
Oh. This is going to have to stop. If I'm not careful, John will have a legitimate reason for putting me in the old folks' home before my time. They say cheering voices is the first sign. Well, it's going to have to stop. John.
Who is it?
I want to take it back.
What?
This machine, now.
Mother, it's 11 o'clock at night.
In the morning, then, first thing.
Mother.
Please, come and fetch me.
They're on the move.
No. Can't you feel it?
It's too soon.
It's too late.
Please.
I'm a silly old woman. Have been for too many years.
Think of you, caught up in circles. Confusion is nothing new. Flashback.
We don't get any second chances. You're right. All we ever get are reminders of how things could have been, should have been. It seems to me I've lived my life without him, but the opposite is true. He's been with me all the time. Almost as if my very act of denial all those years ago confirmed his existence. Made him real.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time.
I don't believe you.
I'm sorry.
Couldn't it have waited?
It's... the voice is...
What?
I want to put them out of their agony.
Of course.
You don't understand, do you?
Mother, I've never understood.
Where's she taking us?
She's taking us back.
That's not where we want to go.
No.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The next track, then.
How do you know it's going to work?
I don't. The next time it changes. All right?
Time after time.
Oh, no. You may remember us from yesterday.
Of course.
My mother would like to change this.
Is there a problem?
Not really. It's just...
It's the operation, I think. She finds it a little difficult.
No.
Ready?
It's the voices.
Oh. Ready.
Perhaps if I showed you again. This button here is to play.
Now.
Where are you?
And this one changes the tracks. Odd.
It isn't working.
Oh, something's gone wrong.
Third time lucky. Take my hand.
I can't see you.
I'm here.
Yes. You're there.
This sometimes happens. They can be a little tricky till you get used to them.
I can see you.
I think I'm doing the right thing.
Whatever you say, Mother.
Could I have the other one back?
What?
My little record player.
I'm sorry?
The dance set.
Oh, she's getting confused. We threw that one away, remember?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
But we'll find you another, if that's what you want.
I should have gone with him, you know.
What?
Oh, nothing. And this button here, what does this do?
No.
That stopped.
But don't!
I'm sorry.
Please!
That's better.
Happy now?
Not really. No. What's that?
I can't hear anything.
There!
It's coming from the machine. But I switched it off.
We did it.
I'm here.
They're back.
Who? What's happening?
We did it.
I'm here. I see you.
We did it.
Oh, life is eternal, and love is immortal, and death is only a horizon.
In Random Play by Anthony George, Mary was Mary Wimbush and her son Richard Derrington. The salesman was Andy Hockley and the voices Francis Jeter and David Robb. Random Play was directed at Pebble Mill by Nigel Bryant.